Hello all, and welcome to episode 15 of Not Another Teen Wolf podcast. This is a very special bite-sized episode this week, because after recapping episodes 9 and 10, which included 2.9 and 2.10, which included 2.9 Party Guest, we have gotten the chance to do a podcast episode with Chantal Rhodes, who was the guest star of that episode from Teen Wolf Season 2 fan competition. And Chantal has listened to our show and has finally been able to come on an episode and chat with us about actually being on Teen Wolf. So that's exciting for us. So I'll say hi to Chantal and you can introduce yourself if you like.
Hey, Chantal. It's so cool. Oh my god.
So, I mean, we basically just wanted to talk about, you know, obviously everyone's big Teen Wolf fan. You're an actress, but you obviously also entered the competition as a Teen Wolf fan. So we wanted to talk about all of that and what it was like to be a part of the show. So, had you been watching Teen Wolf for very long when you first heard about the competition to be on the show? Were you already a really big fan?
Yeah, I was a big fan since the first episode. After I seen Styles hanging off the roof, I'm like, I'm in love with this show. I said, who is this crazy kid on the roof? I'm hooked.
I feel that.
And I watched every episode, and I remember when we were on a family vacation, we went to the Dominican Republic, and that was when the finale of season one was going to happen, and I'm like, well, I can't leave America because Teen Wolf is going to be on TV, so.
Oh, I like your priorities.
Yeah, but you know what? We ended up going anyway, but the first thing I did before we got settled into the hotel was I turned on TV, and I was like, oh my gosh, English channels. So I found MTV, and I was like, okay, Monday, 9:51, I'm going to turn off the light. We're going to watch Teen Wolf, everybody got to be quiet, and that was pretty much it, how that happened, so.
That's amazing.
So, when you heard about the competition, did you know immediately that you're going to enter, or were you a little bit hesitant about that first? Like, tell us a little bit about, you know, that process for you.
Well, the funny thing was, I found out 2 days before the contest ended, and, I got an email from a newsletter from MTV, called MTV Insider, and it said, when I roll on Teen Wolf, and I was like, oh my god, no! So, so I'm clicking it, and I'm reading it, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I have to enter, and then I check the date, I'm like, oh my god, it's 2 days! So, I was just like, no, I'm just gonna do it. I borrowed my cousin's computer, and I downloaded the little scene, and I chose the scene with Scott and Allison when Allison was saying things like her family was acting weird, and I got it down the first night. Then the second night, I shot it in the dining room 10 times, picked the 10th one, and added some music in the background, and I sent it in.
So did you feel confident about your sort of entry when you sent it in? Because the competition seemed to be very, like, it's not random.
You know, I...
Go ahead.
No, that's true. It's not really, like, you know, I've done contests before. I never won. But with this one, I didn't think of it as I'm going to win. I was just determined just to get it in, if that makes sense. I didn't think I was going to win, but I was like, you know what? I'm just going to send it in and see what happens. And, yeah, after that, I prayed over it, and then I just left it alone.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
So how did you find out that you were the winner, and what was your reaction when you first heard the news?
2 weeks later, I'm getting ready to pick up my mom from work, and I get a call, and it's a New York number, and I'm thinking, oh, my God, it's a job. So I was like, wait a minute, who's going to call me from New York from a job? So I picked it up, and it was Matt, who runs MTV Teen Wolf Twitter and Tumblr and Facebook, and the whole staff was in the back, and they said that I won, and I remember screaming, and I remember screaming, going on my knees, and I clearly said, I think I need a Depend, I'm going to pee on myself. and then everything else is kind of a blank. I was going in and out like, wait, did this really happen? And then I got an email saying that, no, this is legit. So it was exciting. It was really, really exciting.
Did you ever talk to Matt or whoever made the selection about the, you know, the process about what they sort of liked about your entry? Because it seems with this last season and the competition for this season, it's not just like, oh, the highest fan votes or something like that. They really actually are looking for, you know, a great actor to actually be on the show. So do you have any idea, you know, why they liked yours the best or what stood out?
I don't really know. They said that when they were going through everyone's, they were just like, no, no, no. And then when they got to me, they're like, okay, there's something about her. Mm. Then it went to other videos, but then they kept going back to me. And I think there were like maybe other good ones in there, but I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I knew I did okay, but I didn't know I was doing a great job per se, because I could have done better, but I guess not, if that makes sense.
No,
yeah.
Sort of. Yeah. No, I mean, I was just interested as to, you know, this idea that, you know, with the competition this year as well, that they've run for a guest star, is that they, you know, they stated, oh, you know, fans can vote on it, but it's not going to matter. We actually, the you know, popularity isn't going to matter. We're actually looking at every video. And it just seemed like they picked very carefully to actually get someone, you know, very talented, as opposed to just sort of, you know, like fan service, as opposed to just being like, oh, here's a favor for you. And it's a bit, you know, they actually, obviously it's just representative of the quality of the show that they actually wanted something really legit.
Yeah. And, I finally saw this winner's, I think his name is Jeremy or Jeremiah. And he did a really good job on his audition video. And then they picked another one, and I believe his name is Mike. And he was a runner-up, and he also did very good. So,
oh, wow. So he's going to be on the show as well, the runner-up as
I think he's going to be a correspondent.
Mm-hmm.
But either way, I'm glad that they chose two this time, because last time there were a lot of good ones, and to be the first one picked is really cool. But I'm glad that they picked other people, to like more than one person, because that cast and crew over there is just amazing, and it was just a great experience. But I'm glad for them both, though, so I can't wait to see what they're both doing.
Cool.
Yeah, speaking of the cast and crew and all of that, I mean, you found yourself on one of your favorite TV shows. This just has to be mind-blowing. And, you know, of course, there's that video of you online where, you know, we see you go on. We see you, you know, seeing Tyler and Dylan for the first time, and how exciting that must have been. So what was that whole experience like, and have you ever experienced anything like that before, being on the set of a TV show like that?
No, first time. That was my first TV show in general. I've always done theater since I was 9, so to finally do a TV show, and it's my favorite show, it was just mind-blowing. It was just crazy. And then to go to base camp, that's where all the trailers are for the cast and stuff, and to meet Jeff. I met Jeff first, and I was like, oh my gosh, it's the ruler of Teen Wolf, and oh my god, it's Jeff! And he was just really cool, and he was like, yeah, you were good, and glad to have you here. And then going and shooting that little video, seeing Tyler on the van, mm-hmm. that just set the whole thing off for me. I was like, oh my goodness, this is real. Look who I was being nosy, first of all. I was supposed to be paying attention, but I was just like, oh, a van. It's a Teen Wolf van. It's a Teen Wolf on the van. It's a Teen Wolf van. And to look and see Tyler in the background, I was just like, oh gosh, this is how it's gonna be. Oh man, it was great. And then I didn't meet Dylan until the day we shot, so I was already nervous about meeting him because it's Dylan, and Dylan is just Dylan. He's great. They're all great. It's just when I connected with the show because Dylan was on the roof, so I was like, oh my god, I came from the roof, you know? I hope he smiles. And he's just smiling and like, wow, he looks, you know what's crazy, Natalie and Karen? They all look, you know how they say, oh, when you meet someone in person, they look better in real life. These people look amazing in real life. Oh my gosh, they're just good looking people, beautiful people inside and out. I couldn't believe it.
When you got to the set, was it, you know, it looked very, you know, it looked very sort of effortless. You know, you came across as the natural. You got to get, you know, with the wardrobe and, you know, makeup and then filming the scene. Did they, when you got there, did they treat you like, you know, just a, you know, a legitimate working member of the cast? Like, was it very integrated, or was it, you know, was it more of a fan experience?
No, they treated me like I was a cast member, and that is one of the greatest feelings that I got there. They didn't treat me like one of the biggest fears I had was, I'm an overthinker, I'm a Libra, and I overthink a lot. So it's like, oh my goodness, I'm going on the set. I hope, you know, they don't see me as a super obsessive fan, because I'm not super obsessive. I'm passionate. It's different. And oh my goodness, what if the cast doesn't like me? Mm. What if the crew doesn't like me? But then when I got there, they were just like, hey, you know, welcome. Nice to meet you. And when we shot, it just felt like it felt really natural. It really was. And everyone was really cool, and I think they were more shocked that I wasn't a fan acting. I was really acting, because this is what I want to do. Mm. So it was really natural. It was really, really natural.
So with that being said, were you really nervous to film, or you know, you said you were in theater, so was it something that you were used to, or did you still have all those nerves when you went to actually film the scene?
No, I wasn't nervous about, I'm not nervous about filming or acting. It's just meeting them, I think, because you got to have a connection in the scene, and to touch a star, you know, it's like, oh my gosh, I'm ducking this guy's head.
Yeah, because it was pretty violent. Not violent, but like it's pretty. You probably had to like throw him with a fair bit of strength, so you'd want him to be comfortable with you first.
Yes, and when I read the script, I'm like, wait, I get to touch him? Can I really, really touch him? And they're like, yeah, you know. Then the crew, they were just like, you know, give it to him good. I was like, no, I'm gonna get fired. But the trust that everyone had in me was really encouraging. And the last thing I wanted to do was break something like that. But I wasn't nervous about filming it. I didn't want to hurt Dylan. And I'm glad I didn't hurt Dylan, though.
Yeah. I suppose that would have been a problem.
Yeah.
I mean, you say that, and like to think about that is actually pretty, you know, you can say that, like, oh, I get to touch him as a joke. But that is actually a really strong measure of trust to give to a fan, like, given that, you know, given that, you know, at things like conventions, like certain stars and stuff, like fans, you know, literally are not allowed to touch the person. You're not allowed to touch them. You're not allowed to hug them. Obviously in different circumstances, it's different, but to say we're bringing a fan on who might be totally obsessed with you and they, you know, get to do that, it does show that it's really really professional, and they were really looking for, you know, a proper actor and who was a fan, you know, happened to be a fan as well. So that's really cool. Like, I hadn't thought about that, but that is really cool.
It was because I brought my mom with me, and to see her, like, okay, this is really legit, this is really happening, because she didn't believe me at first, so I was lying. Like, why would I lie about something that this big? I can't lie that good. So to have her there and to see everything and how they were treating me and how good they were treating her, it really was just like, wow, you know, these people just trust my daughter to be touching this kid. And it was awesome. I didn't think I was going to touch him. I didn't think I was going to touch him. Like, who gets to touch, you know, Dylan O'Brien and dunk him in a pool? You know, I've never dunked anyone in a pool. So to be Dylan, it's like, wow, Jesus, I don't know what to do. It was awesome, though.
Were you on set for a few of those, like, the scenes filming, you know, for party guests, like those background scenes of the people at the party? Were you in a few of those scenes, or was it just the close-up scene with the pool?
Nope, I was just in the pool scene, but I got to see them shoot, I got to see them shoot the Kenema making out with Crystal. And I was just blown away. First of all, Colton, first you got to see Colton and Crystal make out. That was just hot. And then you see Crystal and the Kenema make out, and you're like, whoa, my goodness. That's even hotter. And I saw the scene where Scott changes when he sees his fear. And I also saw a lot of Holland scenes with Tyler the next day when we shot. So even though I wasn't in the background, I did get to see it.
And the shooting.
I got to see the shooting and look at all the crew work and stuff and see the extras, and it was awesome. It was really awesome.
So that first time that you were on, you know, how many people did you actually get to meet? Obviously, you met Tyler and Dylan because you had to do the scene with them, but were you able to meet a lot of the other cast members?
I met Colton, and I think out of all of them, I was more nervous to meet Colton, because when you look at him on TV, you're like, wow, you're gorgeous. you're above gorgeous, and you can either be nice or you can either not be nice. So he was really, really sweet. And he said, you know, when you do your scene, don't worry about it. You're going to be fine. People here are cool. And I thought that was really nice for him to say that to me, because I was a little anxious. I wasn't nervous, just a little anxious. And for him to say that, it was just really, really, really sweet. And I got to meet Crystal and Holland. Oh, and Stephen Lunsford. Yeah.
Karen loves Stephen Lunsford.
Yeah, that's awesome.
he's really funny and sweet. He really is.
And then you got to come back this year for season 3. Like, even though they got a competition winner for season 3, they're having you back as well. So when did you find out that you were going to get to return to the show?
I found out last October.
Oh, wow. That's a while ago.
Yeah. and I had to keep it a secret from my family for a good old month. And,
wow.
Oh, geez. Yeah.
So only my mom, my sisters, and my stepdad knew, but my grandma didn't know, my aunt didn't know, and then when Matt finally tweeted it out saying that, you know, I'm going to be back, I just called everyone up like, hey, I'm going to be back on seat. I'm going to be back. I have a job. It's crazy. I'm a special actor now. And it was just great to finally let it out, though.
Yeah. And so the first time you went on set, was that in Atlanta, in Georgia? And then the second time was in L.A.? Or where did you go to do the filming?
Yep, that's true. First time was in Atlanta, and then the second time was in L.A.
What's the difference, like, seeing as that they've moved their sort of camp to LA now? Like, how does the set feel different? Like, do you think that it's changed, or do you think they've, you know, made a good job of making it sort of feel the same?
It actually feels the same. It's bigger than the one in Atlanta. LA is huge. They have this huge warehouse where most of the scenes are in. Like, they have the locker room and the hospital wing, and the bedrooms are there. And it felt like the one in Georgia. It's really cool how they made it so the same. It's really crazy.
Mm. Do you know which episode that you're going to be in? Are you allowed to say which episode that you're going to be in? Is it the first episode or which episode of season 3?
I can't say what episode I'm in, but the first one is really early, and I just got word that I'm going to be in another episode, so that's really
cool. Wow, that's cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
So when you first found out that you were coming back for season 3 back in October, were you surprised that they had asked you again, or did they kind of hint that they would like to have you back for the next season?
I was completely shocked, and if there was a hint that I was going to come back, I didn't notice it because I was too excited to be there the first time. And I was just excited that they remembered me. That's the crazy thing. But yeah, we want you back. Wait, you remember me for real?
Yeah, it must have been very. It must have been very touching. Like very. Like it's very sweet. Like really nice that they yeah. did that. But it also must mean that they, you know, really considered you to be, you know, a legit, you know, legit actress in order to, you know, make it worth bringing you back.
Yeah. It was awesome. Because you know when you want to do something and it's acting and you start to train for it and prepare for it, I didn't really expect that I would ever get to do this. So to come out of theater and into my favorite TV show, you know, who can say that, you know, they got their first TV job was their favorite TV show of all time.
Yeah.
So it's really cool to say that. I tell everyone that. Like, it's my favorite show and it's my first TV gig. Can you say that? They're like, no. Like, aha. Good.
Yeah.
So don't talk about my show.
I mean, that's a big thing, like, that you are such a, like, not only are you, it's not just a fan competition. You are a trained actor, and you're also a fan of the show you've worked on, and like you're involved in the fandom of the show that you've worked on. So that's like really impressive, like managing to be professional and involved in the show while also staying genuinely excited and being a fan. So how do you, like, what do you think is important about balancing that? Like, what do you think it is to get the right balance and maintain both those aspects? Because obviously a lot of people that work in the TV industry aren't, you know, if they've been doing it long enough, they're not necessarily excited in a fanish way about things anymore.
Yeah. I think what I always remember is that the cast, they're people too. So even when from my mom. they're people too. So if this is their job, so I take it as, yeah, the show, I'm a huge fan of it and I love everything about it, but at the end of the day, this is their job. So when I go to work with them, I'm there working. So I don't bring out any of the fandom stuff to that, if that makes sense. But I still am excited because I get to be a part of their storyline and stuff. So I think that's what I remember. What I have to remember is that they're people too, and that this is their job. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, it's fair enough, because obviously there's been a lot in Teen Wolf fandom of, you know, things with, you know, Jeff sort of retreating from the internet because of people not having a very good balance of, you know, of that kind of respecting, even just yeah. the fans, like, respecting him as a person, and people getting, you know, too much disconnect and not sort of reconciling those aspects of things.
Yeah, that's true too. And it's sad that, you know, that he's not on Twitter like he was before. And I think that you can be very passionate about the show, and I'm very passionate about the show too, but there has to be some type of balance where you're like, okay, yes, I love this pairing, and I love Steric, but we have to, what Jeff is going to do is what he's going to do. And either way he does it, it's going to be amazing. So, and I'm glad that he doesn't conform to us in a way, if that makes sense. Like, like when you guys talk about Glee and how they had that pairing with, Miss, Emma and Finn, and
yeah,
you know, that just turned me off from the show. I don't even watch Glee anymore,
yeah,
just because of that. Like, why did you do that? But now with, you know, with Teen Wolf, Jeff doesn't really do that.
Yeah,
so which makes it
Yeah, like he doesn't like get influenced by the fan pressure.
Yeah. Because I love Steric, you know, I love the fandom, but in the show, it's like, no, Derek will kill that little boy. And I need my style fixed so they can make googly eyes at each other, but that's it. Don't go near him, Derek.
So turning back to season 3 really quick, obviously, you know, you can't tell us anything about, you know, what's going on behind the scenes, but, you know, how excited were you that we're getting 24 episodes for this season? I mean, that's, you know, twice the amount as we had these last two seasons.
Yeah, it's not enough. We need more, but I can take the 24 though. I can take the 24 episodes. I was excited, and it was like about time, you know, season 3 is going to be huge, and to have 24 episodes, it's like, yeah, we can add a little bit more, but 24 is good too.
It's a good start.
We'll take it.
What are you most excited about for season 3, as far as, you know, obviously there's probably stuff that you know that we don't know, but more the stuff that has actually come out as news, like, you know, things about Styles or things about, you know, Derek's family. What are you most excited about with, like, the Teen Wolf news for season 3?
Derek's family. That is a good-looking family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's gorgeous.
It's like, how do they find these people? It's I cannot believe how good. And not only do they kind of look alike, but they're all gorgeous. I don't get it. I really don't. It's like this. I don't know how you can make the cast even more gorgeous. I love it. I think I'm more excited for that one and more on Scott and Isaac.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're just delicious too. And I'm pretty much excited for everything. Mm. Just everything.
When you went back to the set on season 3, did you get to meet anyone else on that trip that you hadn't met before from the show?
Yes, I got to meet JR, who mm-hmm. plays Papa Argent, mm-hmm. and I was just like, wow, your voice is just for narration. You can just read me to bed anytime. And I met Megan Tandy. Yeah. And Daniel Sharman.
Mm-hmm.
And Daniel and I had a great conversation about Isaac getting laid. And it was we were just having a great conversation about that. And I met the twins, Max and Charlie.
Oh, cool. Are they... Oh.
Yeah.
Do they fit in? Like, does the new cast all fit in with the Teen Wolf family pretty well?
Yeah. Yeah, they did. It was like they've been there since day one. It was awesome.
That's sweet.
Awesome to see that.
So, we all know that Teen Wolf is basically the ultimate dream show to be on, and you really can't ask for anything better than that. But just out of curiosity, if you had a chance to be on another show, which one would you like to be on?
Family Guy. Family Guy, or I'm into Nashville and Dallas.
Mm.
So those three would be it.
Cool. Do you have future plans to keep on acting? Like, have you been doing theater? You said you've been doing theater sort of forever. Have you been thinking about trying to become a television actress as far as auditioning for more roles or anything like that, or is it just Teen Wolf for now?
Right now it's Teen Wolf, but in between I'm looking for things and in between gigs.
Hmm.
So I'm really focusing on trying to do more TV. So that's where it is right now, just TV.
Cool. And you live on the East Coast at the moment, is that right?
Yes, I'm from Connecticut.
Cool. Would you ever consider ending up going to the West Coast to work on a TV show permanently?
Yeah, I would. It's not. That was my first time to the West Coast, mm-hmm. and I have family there, so I wouldn't be alone. So I would if I had to.
Fair enough.
So did Teen Wolf sort of, you know, further your ambitions to be on television? Did that sort of begin it for you, or have you always been looking to become a TV actress or, you know, just an actress in general?
You know, the funny thing was Teen Wolf actually made me realize that I can do other things besides theater. So I always thought I was just made to be a theater actress, but when I did Teen Wolf, I was like, no, I can do TV too. So I'm really grateful for the show because it really just was like, look, you can do other things besides theater. So that's one of the things I'm grateful for the show.
What did you find the main difference in, like, the acting styles of camera and theater? Like, what did you have to change basically, what did the difference feel like?
With theater, you only have one shot, and it's live, and you get to move around a lot, whereas in TV, you have to stay in a certain frame, and the camera has to be in front of the camera, and you have to stay on your mark, and you can't go faster than the camera, because the camera won't catch it. But with TV, you get to do more takes, and I got to dunk Dylan like 5 times, and it was really an experience to do a take, and then he'll get dried off, and we'll wait until everything's all set, and then they would reset the camera, so then they'll shoot Tyler, then they'll shoot Dylan, then they'll shoot me, and we did that about 5 times. So I think that was the difference. Those are the differences. You got to make sure that you know where your mark is in TV.
How long did those takes take, like, to dry off in between and everything, like the setup of going from one to the next?
It wasn't that long. Maybe 5-10 minutes.
Oh.
It depended on what was going on, whether they were like moving the camera to face me, or we were waiting for Dylan's clothes to dry, or fixing the light somewhere. But it didn't take that long. It was really quick.
Cool. I guess to finish off, we were just going to ask a few questions in general about just how you feel about Teen Wolf, like, as a fan. Like, what, you
okay.
know, yeah, so basically, like, who's your favorite, you know, who's your favorite character, and who's your what was your favorite episode of season one and of season two?
Oh, man, my favorite character is Styles. He had me through the roof. Everything he did, I was like, yeah, that's my boo, Styles. My favorite episode from season one would be Night School. Mm-hmm. When they were all stuck in the school. That was just, I was just like, who goes to school at night? Just bugs me. And then to have all that thing, all the stuff that happened in the school, it was just a great episode. And then in season two, it would be, I think the episode was called Rave. Was it Rave?
Yeah, Raving.
Raving.
Yeah, Raven. Yeah, Raven. That was my favorite one. Just to see how everything is just building up into the next episode, and mm-hmm. how you finally see Scott really taking charge, and seeing Styles taking charge, and seeing that really, really delicious sandwich that was made between Isaac and Colt and what's his name, Jackson and Erica, when they were dancing and they made that sandwich. That was, oh my gosh. That was it. Oh, and seeing that nasty teacher at the rave too. Like, what are you doing there?
Yeah.
What are you doing, nasty old man? And oh god. You saw everybody's true colors that night, which was awesome.
Yeah, that's really true, actually. And do you have any particular favorite, like, quotes from the show or anything like that?
I love when the coach, season two, was reciting the independence speech. I love the independence movie, so for him to say it at the game, I was just like, yeah, that's it. That really fit for you. Yeah.
I guess just to finish up, is there any particular story you can tell us from behind the scenes on set? Not a spoiler about the show, but something about like meeting one of the guys or something like that that was the most sort of special thing or like the funniest thing that happened.
The first time in Atlanta when I first saw Colton. We were sitting down under this little tent thing, and they had snacks on the table, and I hear someone going out of their trailer, and it's Colton, and I'm like, whoa, oh my gosh, it's Colton, oh my gosh, wait a minute, he's short. Like, whoa, he's really short, and when he came over, we were the same height, and I just kept looking at him, and like, wow, Colton is really my height, and he looks just as amazing in person. and I just couldn't believe how short he was, but he was so sweet, though. Really, really sweet. And is there another one? In Atlanta also, we got to go to the warehouse where all the scenes shop was. We saw Derek's house and stuff, and we saw Allison's roof, and it was a fake roof, and I got to climb up on it.
Oh.
And it was, yeah, just got to run up on there, and I felt like Spider-Man. It was awesome. It was really awesome.
And here's, I guess, the very last thing that we would ask, because it's what we're talking about at the moment, is do you have any theories for season three, or is there any questions that you really want answered for season three with how season two was left off? Is there, what do you most want to find out in season three?
Oh man, you guys aren't going to believe this, but when I get there, they don't tell me a lot of stuff about it. So whenever I find out something is when you guys find out something too.
Mm.
So, I'm really looking forward to see more of Scott's family. Mm-hmm. Like, will they show his dad and Styles' mom? And really looking forward to see, you know, what's going on with Boyd and if he's still part of Derek's pack and what's Derek doing and is Derek going to, you know, get a girl or is he not going to get a girl? Is he going to smile more? if Papa Zelensky, if he's going to know what's going on, because he needs to know.
Yeah.
And the mean grandpa, Grandpa Argent, if he's coming back and what he's doing. And yeah, I'm ready for all that to come done. I really am. It needs to come out in season 3. We have a lot of episodes, so hopefully we'll get some of them, some of them down.
Yeah, and hopefully maybe we can talk to you again after one of your episodes is aired, and if you're able to talk about, you know, what happens then, if it ends up being something exciting, or, you know, if you get to come back again.
Yeah, cool, I'm here.
Cool. Karen, is there anything else that you want to talk about at all?
Not that I can think of right now. Is there anything else you want to say, Chantel?
This was really, really cool, and this was my first podcast, and I'm so glad it was with you guys. I cannot stop smiling. This was so cool. Thank you guys so much. I love listening to you guys.
Oh, that's so cool. We have no idea, like, how, you know, if the... You know, because there wasn't another podcast for the show, obviously. And, you know, and we didn't know whether that, you know, it was a thing that had, you know, gone around, or whether the, you know, the show, you know, approves of it or anything like that. And so we were glad to hear that you like the show and that you were allowed to come on, which was really cool.
Yeah.
Well, thank you again so much for coming on and talking to us. It's really, it is really
thank
cool.
Thank you, guys. This was awesome. I cannot stop smiling.
Oh, that's so nice. That's so nice. Yes, so basically, obviously thanks to Chantel for coming on the show, and thanks to Teen Wolf for letting her be on Teen Wolf and for letting her come on our show. She's been very good and not spoiled anything, and it's all great. So it's really cool to have, you know, to have her support and, you know, Teen Wolf's vague support by letting her come on the show. And yeah, I mean, if you want to get in contact with Chantel, like, what's your Twitter handle? Do you want to say that?
Oh, sure. It's at Chantel Rhodes, Chantel Rhodes. I had to get professional because now I'm a working actress.
Yeah. And you can see her in Party Guest, in the episode Party Guest 2.09, which we recapped in the previous Not Another Teen Wolf podcast episode. For now, you know, obviously you can get in touch with her, or you can get in touch with us at our Twitter, which is at NATW Podcast, or our Tumblr, which is notanotherteenwolfpodcast.tumblr.com, or email natwpodcast@gmail.com, or obviously you can always hit us up on Hyperbole. So get in touch with us, or get in touch with Chantel to say what you thought about, you know, the episode, or what you thought about Chantel on the show. But for now, we'll say bye. So bye, Chantel. Bye, Karen.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Thank you
so much.
Bye.
See ya.
Another thing, Chantel, is that usually I feel like a fool actually saying the introductions and things like that, so I have to mentally prepare myself in order to present. I am not a presenter by nature.
That is okay.